Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really glad you joined us this morning. My name's Tony Bush and I'm in the studio with Randy Melzer. Good morning, Randy.
Good morning, Tony. Another beautiful, beautiful day for everybody to get out and enjoy the day.
Yeah, and this weather-wise, it's only April 18th today.
Right. So all we ask you to do is
warm weather coming.
Yeah, just put off getting outside for one quick hour here and we'll be more than happy
to go. Been out golfing yet?
Driving range,
getting practice, right?
Yeah.
Practicing.
Yeah. First outings next week.
Okay. Well, we welcome you to our program this morning. We're really glad you joined us, and we have a great program. We have Tom Kinney here, who's the safety manager at Miller Electric, and we have a lady named Michelle Skoglund, who's a nurse on staff at Miller Electric. She works with ThetaCare. We're going to be talking safety this morning, and everybody needs to be safe doing what they're doing. So stay tuned. We're going to get a lot of really good tips this morning about how to be safe in the workplace, be proactive, have a good communication with your employees, and everyone's going to be safe and you'll be more productive. It was Tim Kinney. What did I say?
Tom
Kinney.
Yeah.
That's his brother.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
He's a lifeguard over at the pool, Tom Kinney.
Yeah,
you know that?
Yeah.
Okay.
There was something about Kinney's shoes way back when that they were involved.
Yeah, that too. I think
that's
a cousin.
That was a cousin.
Okay. So Tim Kinney with Miller Electric, safety manager. Michelle Skoglund, nurse with ThetaCare. You're going to hear about safety this morning. And first, we're going to tell you about the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Our SCORE chapter has been in the Fox Cities for about 38 years. We service an 8-county area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. We have about 55 volunteers in our chapter who offer free consulting and mentoring advice to business owners or those who are looking to start a business. Our areas of expertise include marketing, social media, HR, legal, copyrights, intellectual properties, contracts, banking, cash flow, accounting, projections, strategic planning. If you have a need in any of those areas for your business, or if you're thinking of starting a new business, we can help you get started and we can help you grow your company successfully. You can learn more about our SCORE services here in the Fox Cities by going to foxcities.score.org and just fill out the application, the request for consulting on the website, hit the send button. And probably within a day or two, a mentor is going to call you and try to schedule an appointment. So if you're looking for help, if you've got a question on SCORE, it's all free. It's all confidential. And SCORE is actually a national organization with about 350 chapters and about 11,000 mentors throughout the country. So they've been around 50 years. So please take advantage of SCORE if you can. In addition to doing the mentoring, we also have some seminars that we put on throughout the year. Randy, tell us, the Simple Steps program is coming up.
That's right, Tony. Yeah, we've done this a number of times throughout the area here. And this particular program is 5 weeks of program. It helps people who want to start a business, who have been in business, to be able to put their business plan together to make things work so they understand what's involved, what they need to know, and all of the different parts and pieces. The first program is going to be on May the 20th, that's a Wednesday morning. It'll be at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop, downtown Appleton, and it'll include breakfast and lunch. So we'll run from 8:30 in the morning until about 12:30. And during that time, we're going to talk to people about what it takes to be in business, what the basics are to be an entrepreneur, and how to get started. The second program...
That's a good place to ask some very basic questions.
Right.
And get some good answers.
Right. And even if you are in business, to be able to kind of refresh yourself on some of the basics, how it really works. The second program will be then on the 27th. That's, again, another Wednesday. That'll be in the evening, and all the rest of the programs are in the evening from 6 to 9. The second program is on the structure, how you set up your business, your team that you need to help you, attorney, accountant, banker, insurance agent, and mentor, and all of the different things you need. The third program will be on June 3rd, I'm sorry. That also will be at the chamber office, at the SCORE office there. And that one's going to be on marketing. We'll cover the normal traditional marketing, but also going into things like crowdfunding, what's an angel investor.
Tweeting.
Yeah, all the various different things. And I just did that wrong because I'm supposed to be talking. It's one of those mornings, isn't it, Tony? Did you notice that? Okay, I got that one. No, that was on marketing. And what I'm supposed to be saying is we do things on social media and right. all that type of thing. The fourth one is on financials,
accounting,
all the accounting parts are. And then the fifth one is the one that you'll be involved in, and that's with the banking, financials, and
finding the money
yep. and all the different ways you can do that.
Yep.
So each one of those programs are $25 each. Go out to our website, that's foxcities.score.org. Take a look out there under local programs, and you can sign up for any one or for all five at the time. So we recommend if you're in business or thinking about going into business, this is an excellent series for you. You get about 16 hours of up-to-date information about what's going on in handling your business.
And you walk away with a disc with all the templates for the accounting forms, balance sheet, income statement, statement of cash flows, projections.
Right.
You walk away with all the programs on a disc so you can review it later at your own pace.
Right. And we also ask you to kind of keep track of our website. There will be more information coming out on other seminars and programs.
Say that website again?
That's foxcities.score.org. I got that right today.
There you go.
Okay.
You're doing good. You're doing well.
I'm two for one.
Yeah. anything else coming up?
In June, we are anticipating coming up with a program down in Fond du Lac that's going to be on how to handle social media. It's going to be like basically social media number two. In other words, how to put together a real program, how to measure your results, how to use certain types of social media and really get the benefit out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And the other programs we're looking at doing, we have a partnership going right now with CAP Services.
Mm-hmm.
Those will be taking some programs out into the smaller communities in Outagamie County. We're going to start with New London, but we have Hortonville on the schedule, Black Creek and so on, doing programs on networking, social media, tax preparation, and also on
finding the money.
Yep. So we'll be bringing those out. And, again, keep an eye on the website. We put those up as soon as they are scheduled, and that way you can register for them right online.
Well, at SCORE, we do a lot of mentoring, and we also have a lot of fun. So if you're a person out there who would like to explore the possibility of being a mentor at SCORE and sharing your business expertise with those who might benefit from it, go out to foxcities.score.org and follow up. We'd be happy to introduce you to the rest of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Come down and visit us at a meeting. Find out what we're all about, because we do have a lot of fun. And I think we're interviewing like three or four brand new mentors this next couple weeks.
Yes, and one thing, putting a plug in for that area, those of you who are in the southern part of our listening area, especially the Fond du Lac area, and would be interested in becoming a mentor, we are looking for people with just about all types of backgrounds in business.
Mm-hmm.
That area down there, we have a number of mentors, but we need more. We're getting a lot of calls from down there. So if you're interested in giving back and you live in the Fond du Lac area, please take a look at SCORE.
We'd be happy to talk to you.
Yep.
We also want to thank our sponsors for helping to bring the program to you this weekend. Without them, we really couldn't do the show. Those sponsors include Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hailing CPAs, Bank First National, and we have a new sponsor beginning today. It's called Legal Business Edge, LLC. It's a law firm that's started by Sarah DeBruin, who's also a SCORE mentor. And welcome, Sarah. We're glad to have you as a sponsor today. You're going to be hearing some of our ads as we go forward for the next year. Legal Business Edge, LLC, located in the Appleton Center downtown. And I'll just give a little plug for Sarah. She wants you to know your options. She wants you to know your options. And the phone number for Sarah is 851-7761. Welcome aboard, Sarah. Also like to thank eBiz Results, Mike Pulvermacher and his team in Oshkosh, who built the website biztalkwithscore.com. If you'd like to listen to pre-recorded shows, you can visit our website at biztalkwithscore.com, and you can listen to shows that you might have missed or re-listen to shows that were interesting. Finally, we want to thank Larry Desch and Jerry Mader over at the Business News in Green Bay for promoting our program in their biweekly periodical, The Business News. If you're in business and not subscribed to it, you really should be. For $20 a year, it's going to give you a lot of helpful information so you can be more successful in business. Business, what's going on in East Central Wisconsin? You need to know about it. Those are our sponsors. We thank you all. You're listening to BizTalk. We're going to come back on the other side. We're going to meet Tim and we're going to meet Michelle, and we're going to have a great talk on safety. You're listening to Biz Talk on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at Bank First. Bill, we know Bank First was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton Market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. Bank First will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of Bank First, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Hayling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Hayling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're glad you're here with us this morning. We have Tim Kinney from Miller Electric. Tim is a safety manager at Miller Electric, and we also have Michelle Skoglund, who's a nurse with ThetaCare on staff at Miller Electric. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you at the program. Tim, tell us a little bit about Miller Electric and what you do there, and then we'll ask Michelle to explain a little bit about her role.
Okay, Miller Electric, we're owned by Illinois Tool Works, mm-hmm. international company. Miller Electric, our division, we make welders, plasma cutters, and welding supplies.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you sell internationally, you make a broad range of that, but you also interact with a lot of local companies.
Correct. We're participants of the Fox Valley Safety Council, and we work with a lot of local contractors who come on site for us as well.
Okay. Michelle, what is your role at Miller Electric?
Well, thank you. Miller Electric partnered with our local healthcare provider about 10 years ago, ThetaCare, to put a on-site clinic right on location at Miller Electric to best serve all the employees for work-related or non-work-related injuries. So I'm actually a registered nurse and have been working with both organizations for over 10 years now.
Well, welcome.
Well, thank
Welcome.
You. Thanks
How
for
many
having
employees
us.
Does Miller Electric employ here in the Fox Valley area? Because you've got buildings all around. They're all over.
Yeah, we have 1,300 employees here in the Fox Valley area, right here in Appleton, actually.
Yeah.
And what is your role there as the safety manager? And how long have you been involved in this?
I've been with Miller Electric for 10 years. I've had experience in safety my whole career and been in manufacturing my whole career and couldn't see myself anywhere else.
Okay.
That's where it happens. And my job is pretty basic. The concept that I apply is to make sure everybody leaves work the same way they came to work, which is uninjured.
Great way. Okay.
If someone got injured, then we had a breakdown somewhere, and that's embarrassing.
Okay. So that's your primary role.
Yeah.
Okay. And, Michelle, your background?
My background as a registered nurse, I've worked for some phenomenal companies over the years. I've had an opportunity to work at the Cleveland Clinic, in the emergency room in Cleveland, Ohio,
wow.
and then also General Motors. So that got my interest in working, in on-site clinics or, you know, within companies and really have an autonomous practice where I get to work with employees, a lot of education, lot of treatment. Again, it's a fully functional small clinic, almost like a small emergency room.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evolved over the years where we've gone from doing simple blood pressure checks to doing our stretching program that we'll talk about shortly to really engaging people for their own personal wellness. So it's a great opportunity, and we're fortunate. We really were one of the very first companies in the Fox Valley area to have an on-site clinic with a full-time nurse and a physician also.
How long has this movement been going on for safety? I mean, I can remember when I was a kid that put you on a beam and lift you up in the air and strap it to a post, and that was back in the 60s. How long does this, when did this begin?
I think it began with the incorporation of OSHA. I think that was in the 1970s, and then that forced a lot of companies, large or small, to have what you call minimal requirements to ensure that people are not getting injured at work. And then it's kind of evolved from there, because I think businesses realized the financial impact from being safe, and it's kind of evolved. So you're seeing a lot more proactiveness. So the days where you see someone riding a beam are probably over.
It was fun, but it was careless to do if people got hurt that way. Well, we're going to take a quick break right here. We're going to come back on the other side. We'll give out the phone numbers, and we'll ask folks to call in with questions. You're listening to BizTalk on the Voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Haling CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Haling CPAs are not affiliated and
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge, know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
We can dance if we want to, we can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to, places they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind.
And welcome back to BizTalk this morning. We're here with Tim Kinney, safety manager at Miller Electric, and nurse Michelle Skoglund, who is with ThetaCare. We're talking plant safety. We're talking employment safety. Tell us a little bit more, Tim, about your program at Miller Electric.
Yeah, what we try to do is we try to be as proactive as possible. So what we want to do is partner with our employees and make sure they're part of the solutions for what's impacting the floor. If we notice an increase in sprains and strains, we're going to form what we call employee involvement teams, where you're bringing the ownership right from the shop floor and being part of the solution. Mm-hmm. I can think of a lot of dumb ideas mm-hmm. that will make their job harder. It will make it safer, but I need their help and their involvement in order to make that job more efficient and mm-hmm. safer.
They're actually doing the job, so they do need to have some ownership in what those programs are.
They really do, mm-hmm. and Mill Electric are very good, and the employees are very good at working with us. And usually when we put our minds together, we can get pretty creative, and we can find the solutions that does not make the job harder but makes it safer.
I'm going to give out the phone numbers real quick. If you have a question for Tim or for Michelle this morning, give us a call at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150. But if you're outside the Appleton area, you can use the TDS Metricom toll-free line at 866-887-1150.
Okay. Yeah, Tim, as we're talking about the safety programs and so on, you're a big organization. 1,300 plus?
1,300 just in Appleton.
Just in the Appleton area.
Just the Appleton area.
This stuff, though, really still reverts back to and can be used by a one-man to a 10-man shop without a whole lot of effort and activity?
Yes, I think so. It's really what safety comes down to is a lot of common sense, in my opinion. But we get so busy in our everyday lives trying to get things out, especially small businesses where they're trying to balance multiple hats mm-hmm. to be successful. These concepts are basic, and they will help any company, big or small.
And the first word you used was establishing a culture of safety. So if that's an idea that even the smallest shops can do, if I understand why you mean that.
Correct. What we do with what I mean by you have to have the right culture is, first of all, you have to be approachable. If someone comes to you with an issue, concern, or even injury, you have to listen. You have to take the time and investigate to see what they're going out. And that will help shift the culture as well, because you're showing that you're willing to partner with them. One thing you always want to do is make sure you don't assign fault. If you assign a fault to a problem or to an injury, they're not going to trust you rolling forward. Usually there's a breakdown of events that led to that injury, near miss, or that issue, and you want to work with those people directly involved so you can find the solutions. Mm-hmm. And even as a small business owner, you just need to be approachable.
Okay.
Michelle, a question for you as the nurse on site at Miller Electric.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of companies who have 2 or 20 employees can't afford to have a nurse come on site. Do you have any suggestions for how those types of companies can still use the medical profession in their industries or their business?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. You know, as Tim mentioned, our focus from our leadership team is always prevention focused, and it's our culture. So again, whether you're 1,600 employees or 6 employees, prevention is your key responsibility. It's simply truly the right thing to do as an employer, no matter what size you are. And it's that shared responsibility. It's the employer and it's the employee's responsibility. So, I mean, that's one of the things I would highly suggest, you know, to, again, any employer, no matter what size you are, it's the right thing to do for your employees from the moment they start with you, with your organization, talking to them about the importance of safety within your culture. And that will make a difference. We talk about it with our employees on their very first day of their new employee orientation. We talk about safety. We talk about wellness. We talk about what we have to offer. And that resonates as their career goes on. They believe in us. They trust in us. And we, you know, it's not just that we're talking about it. We're doing it
You're
every
actually
single
doing
day.
It,
we're
right.
doing it.
And a small business may have a process or a procedure, a culture, starting with the owner of the company, that says if anything goes wrong, call 911, call ThetaCare, call St. Elizabeth, call somebody. Because we don't have a nurse on staff, but don't be afraid to call if the need is there.
Yeah, I think it's critical to what we tell employees is report pain early. And it makes sense for the small business owner, because if you wait too long for an employee to report they're having pain, then the treatment gets a lot more aggressive, and that treatment then be surgery, which brings them away from work, which would probably be very troubling for a small business. So if you get them to understand that they need to report pain early, and that might mean, hey, telling the owner, saying, I need to get medical treatment for this, and then pointing them in the right direction. And typically what we recommend is occupational health. Because the people in occupational health, they understand the manufacturing environment. Versus if you see a general practitioner, you know, they don't. So you want to partner with someone who understands the type of work you do. They understand how to accommodate restrictions to help you get the employee back to work. And the employee will appreciate it because they're going to get a full income versus 60%.
Yeah. Tim, what is an employee's role in this culture? I mean, the management's doing everything to make things safe and provide a good environment and a process to report injuries, prevent them. What is the employee's role?
The employee's role is pretty straightforward. The first thing is we want to know what they're experiencing. So if they're having pain, we need to know about it so we can prevent it from happening. If they just have a little numbness now, that could get worse later on. And what we'll do is we'll go up there, work with the employee, bring Michelle or bring one of the resources we have, and try to prevent it from getting worse for the employee and prevent other employees from getting injured the same way.
But if somebody's water skiing over the weekend, they hurt their back, and they come to work and they're supposed to do their job, maybe they should report in and say, I hurt my back on the weekend? Is that a preventative measure?
Yeah, that'd be very preventative. We'd rather learn that way versus that they're trying to work through the job and they re-aggravate and make the injury worse.
Yeah.
So they should. We just
everybody
ask for
loses
communication.
Them.
And another thing is we want them involved. So we have these employee involvement teams. We're going to bring them into it and have them be part of the process like I talked about earlier.
Okay. Michelle, we talked a little bit before about some of the things that you guys do to be proactive. You've got a couple of programs that they actually physically do on site, your energy breaks that you do, your body stretching and so on. Could you describe some of those programs, just what they're all about?
Sure. A number of years ago, we really saw an increase in our musculoskeletal disorders, overuse syndrome, sprains, and strains. strains. And we really wanted to take a look at how we can best take care of our employees. So again, with our partnership with ThetaCare, took a look at incorporating what we call our stretching program. And we introduced that to all of our employees to basically reduce fatigue, help with their posture, help with their body mechanics, and again, just to do the right thing for the group. So back in 2006, we went around and spoke with all of our employees, talking to them about what body mechanics is all about, ergonomics, how to use tools correctly, and then actually we demonstrated 14 or 15 different head-to-toe stretches that they would incorporate in their daily routine at work. Mm-hmm. So every day, all of our employees are given 10 minutes to actually stop what they're doing and do those stretches 3 days a week. A couple years ago, we incorporated, improved our process where we took a look at the number of shoulder injuries that we were having. We do a lot of overhead work, mm-hmm. a lot of work that's that puts strain on the rotator cuff muscles. So in cooperation with Dr. Judd Pulley, our on-site physician who has a specialty in orthopedics and sports medicine, he also said, let's take a look at our shoulders, let's work on them, let's strengthen our rotator cuff. So again, we went out with Dr. Pulley, went out to all of our employees. We talked about the importance of the rotator cuff, what it does, how it works, and how it could affect what you're doing at work. We gave everybody a yellow resistance band.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got one of those.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's and show them three actually strengthening exercises that they do twice a week. And again, it's all about prevention. The rotator cuff is a ball and socket joint. And, as we age, no matter how old we are, what great shape we might be in, we are at risk for, those muscles to, overuse mm-hmm. and for a problem to arise over the years. So with that, our shoulder injuries have dramatically reduced in the last two or three years.
Cool.
And with certainly not just injuries, but the cost. And then ultimately for the well-being of our employees, mm-hmm. a shoulder injury, it doesn't, it truly affects your work and your home life. So
follows you all over the place. Mm-hmm. It follows you all around.
It follows you all around. Absolutely.
If you have a question for our guests, give us a call in Appleton at 281-1150. 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, you can reach us at 866-887-1150. Tim, I have a question for you. We talked a little bit in the pre-show about you have employees who are 21, you've got employees who are 61, and there's a big difference. Muscle mass, rotator cuff, mm-hmm. stretching and everything. We old guys can't stretch like the young guys can. So how do you set up a safety program that's fair to everybody of all physical abilities?
Yeah, that really ties into ergonomics, and it's definitely always a work in progress. When you have younger employees, they're typically, even if you tell them, they're going to lift with their back, not with their legs, because they're stronger, they're in better shape, and they're not feeling the aches and pains yet.
Yeah, I can remember when I was immortal. I remember that, yeah.
Yeah, you still are.
Oh, yeah.
So what we do is we have the proactive tools that we like to use, and then we have other tools too. So if we see somebody who's not doing it the proper way, we want our managers to be able to speak to them and tell them, nope, we understand you're young. You're not feeling the pain yet. Someday you will. This is the way you want to do it. And when we roll out the stretching program, the older people were the ones more against it. And we told them, hey, this is what we found. This is what we want you to try. And no kidding, less than a week later, we have the people that were fighting it and saying they can't believe after how few days of stretching how much better their body feels. So those older people became our biggest supporters for our stretching program. So when we rolled out the strengthening program, they all bought in right away. And we have not had a rotator cuff surgery since we rolled it out.
Wow.
Now, these programs are pretty equitable because I think you said there's a weight limit of like 40 pounds. So if we have some ladies working in the plant next to some guys, we're not expecting a lady to do something that a guy couldn't do because the expectation's equal. right?
Correct. I mean, the basic principles behind ergonomics are making sure we have the right tools for the right people. And we have all of the assistive devices in place to help individuals with lifting, whether it's overhead lift or lift tables or some kind of assistive devices. And again, those are things that we talk about with employees from day one to prevent anything, male or female, and again, right, no matter what age you're at.
Right.
But it's a continual improvement where, again, we've gone from overall stretches to shoulder, and in working with our employees to understand what they're feeling, what they're experiencing, what they're using, we do a lot of use of hand tools, and so we've seen an increase in some of our wrist and forearm injuries, whether it's carpal tunnel, elbow tendonitis, and so we're working on a program right now to address those kind of issues that will work with really focusing on wrist and forearm issues, again, to prevent further injuries, but again, most importantly, to do the right thing for the employee.
Mm-hmm. Again, to bring this to our smaller businesses and so on, I noticed that ThetaCare has produced a number of different pieces, materials and so on, explaining how all of this works. If someone would be interested in getting some of these materials on how to implement the stretching programs and so on, could they contact you? Or how would they go about getting more of this information?
Absolutely. You know, for the small businesses that are out there, if you're currently working with a healthcare provider that might be doing your drug screenings or pre-employment physicals, I would highly encourage you to work with them. Most of them do have fairly significant occupational health clinics that do specialize in workplace environments and safety and setting up clinics. But for those that don't, certainly, Tim and I would be happy to talk to you about that. We have done this.
What's your
this.
Phone number there, Michelle?
Phone number is 920-735-4320.
I didn't write that down fast enough. Could you tell me?
Okay,
that again?
It's 735-4320. And we're always honored when we have companies who want to come and learn from us, and we can learn from them, and it's great to see that that's going on. But I would encourage you, again, to work with, again, we've got a number of local healthcare providers.
Yep.
Fox Valley Technical College is another great resource for things like that.
Tim, how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, they could just call me. My phone number is 735-4363.
What was that number again?
735-4363.
Okay. And, Randy, you got something?
I just have another question, mm-hmm, just to keep moving along in the direction, because I'm always trying to advocate for our small businesses. One of the key issues that comes to that is addressing the dollar savings. That's one of the important things about doing this. How have you seen, what have your results been as far as actual, how do you save money doing this?
Yeah, it definitely makes sense for the small business owner to be proactive on safety and manage the claims process, the injury process. And I'm talking about Miller Electric, so we have a welding group fan, we call it. Our mm-hmm. workers' compensation, for example, in 2012 was $1.2 million. It seems like a lot, but we're talking in this division, thousands of employees.
Right.
By being proactive, communicating the right messages, the stretching program strengthening, we reduced our workers' comp within 1 year by 50%.
That's a big savings.
So it does make sense for the small business owner as well.
So no matter how big or how small, yep. I mean, you mentioned the terminology there as far as workman's compensation.
Right.
So those costs are involved, plus your insurance costs,
yep.
All of your health care. Very, very high savings on
yep.
these.
And then you also have your indirect costs, which you can't calculate. You would have the person that you're losing at work, retraining the new people coming in. It just makes sense from the small business owner because you're really containing costs, direct and indirect costs, and keep your most important people at work.
Very good.
Tim, you're basically, as you said earlier, there's a culture here, and when you get the employees taking ownership, you've got a lot of peer pressure out there keeping everybody online. It doesn't need to be a boss walking through the shop. Every employee's watching out for everybody else.
Correct.
They're all helping. It's a culture. We have a caller on the line. Dolores, good morning. You have a question for Tim or Michelle?
No. I was just wondering, the guy that wants to learn, go to your, find out where he can go for.
Can you repeat the question, Dolores?
I want to know the number that they can call for their businesses.
Oh, okay.
The numbers, huh?
Okay, for Michelle, you could reach her at, what's your number?
735.
No, I don't mean yours. I mean for any, whoever's making the, for their business.
Okay, if you're looking to contact SCORE, you can reach us at
734-7101.
Okay.
734-7101.
Okay.
734-7101.
Okay.
7101.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Okay. He wants to know how you start a business.
Okay, that's a good place to go.
Okay. Good place to go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Dolores. Thanks for the call this morning. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back on the other side for our last segment. You're listening to BizTalk and the voice of the Fox Cities 1150 WHBY.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business. From contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
Timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Thank you a little bit of this work in man blue.
Well, I keep my nose. And welcome back to BizTalk. We're in our final segment. We're talking with Tim Kinney, the safety manager of Miller Electric, and nurse Michelle Skoglund, who is with PediCare.
The Fox
and
City's voice.
On site at the Miller Electric plant, and they're talking safety. We're talking about resources, and where do you go for resources? Real quickly, where are those resources located?
Yeah, some of the things that some of the groups that we work with locally, number one would be the Fox Valley Safety Council, incorporates a number of different sized businesses here in the Fox Valley area. Fox Valley Technical College is a great resource for all of us. We use them on a number of projects. Our emergency response team, again, different kind of trainings. Again, they're a great local asset. Once again, your local healthcare providers, whether it's the Affinity system or the ThetaCare system or Aurora, whatever you might be working with, those are also, all of them have large occupational health clinics. OSHA, the Occupational Safety Health Administration, again, you can check out their website for some great tips and thoughts on how to incorporate some good safety practices and free publications that would be available to your to you and to all of your employees. Or again, Tim and I are happy to talk to anybody.
And the Wisconsin Safety Council and the Fox Valley Safety Council are also available.
Yes,
as resources.
Yes, great resources.
And you mentioned that magic word OSHA real quickly. Your relationship with OSHA is always pretty much a positive situation.
It's positive. We try to use them as a resource. So if we have a question or interpretation or we just don't know, we like to call them. You could call them and not even let them know who you are, and you could talk with them. When you get more comfortable, like we are now, then you just say, hey, this is Tim from Mill Electric, and I got a question. And they'll be more than happy to help you.
Great.
They have a lot of programs to help out.
They have a ton.
What about goals and objectives in your safety program?
Well, we used to, like a lot of companies, our goals were part of our goals were not getting injured. So we'd say if you went so many days without an OSHA code injury, a lost time injury, you could get a reward. A lot of our dinners were reward, were like a dinner. I knew our goals were wrong when I had an employee who came to my office and he could barely sit down in a chair and get out of the chair because of a back strain.
And so, he didn't want to be the guy to break the string.
He didn't want. They were 1 week away from earning a dinner. He didn't want to be that guy. I did convince him of going for treatment because it was the right thing to do. And yes, he did wreck the dinner. But at that time, I went up to the president of the company and said, our goals are all wrong.
Yeah.
And at that very next year, all our goals were proactive. And that was the things that make a difference in safety. So we looked at ergonomic projects where employees can be involved in, employee involvement projects that the employees can be involved in, any type of projects long-term that makes a difference on safety. What we learned is that goals that encourage people to not get injured, people aren't going to report.
Okay. We ask our guests to leave a biz tip for our audience. Michelle, ladies first, do you have a biz tip for us this
morning? I do. I live by these things every single day. Be a great listener, be approachable, and believe in people.
That's a great tip for all parts of life.
Yep. Yep.
And mine is get involved and get comfortable with employees and have them tell you what's going on, even if they're experiencing pain.
Build that trust.
Build that trust.
Yeah.
Okay, so report pain early and understand that it can actually save you money as a small businessman.
It definitely will.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you for listening this morning, and I'd like to also extend a repeat my welcome to Sarah DeBruin, Legal Business Edge LLC, our new sponsor for BizTalk. Glad to have you aboard, Sarah. Wish you the very best in your practice. Actually, Sarah's been an attorney for 25 years, and she opened up her practice in 2011.
Right, and we are also very happy to have her as a available as a SCORE mentor as well. So.
Yep. And we got Simple Steps coming up. Don't forget to check that out on our website at foxcities.score.org. The first class is May 20th. This is probably our fifth or sixth series of this program, and they're pretty well attended and means a lot to the people.
Yeah, and there's openings right now, so go out to the website, foxcities.score.org, and check it out.
You've been listening to BizTalk on the voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.